Artificial intelligence is now part of the modern writing world. Wedding officiants may use AI to brainstorm ceremony structure, organize notes, simplify wording, suggest transitions, or polish a draft. Couples may also use AI to write vows, ceremony readings, or personal statements. Because of this, Christian wedding ministers need wisdom. AI can be useful, but AI must never become the authority. In Christian wedding ministry, the authority is not technology. The authority is Scripture, creation, covenant, and Christ. The wedding minister remains responsible before God for the words spoken in the ceremony. AI can help with structure. It can suggest a ceremony outline. It can take scattered notes and organize them. It can offer several ways to say something more clearly. It can help shorten a message that is too long. It can help check whether the ceremony sounds too generic. But AI cannot pray. AI cannot pastor. AI cannot discern the spiritual condition of the bride and groom. AI cannot know the couple as embodied souls before God. AI cannot replace Scripture. AI cannot decide what Christian marriage means. AI cannot carry responsibility before God for a vow, prayer, blessing, or declaration. That responsibility remains with the officiant. This matters because AI often produces language that sounds beautiful but says very little. It may write about love, destiny, partnership, happiness, and the next chapter. But it may leave out covenant, scripture, repentance, forgiveness, Christ, one flesh union, male and female image bearing, and public promises before God. A ceremony can sound polished and still be spiritually thin. A Christian wedding ceremony must not become AI-generated romance with a Bible verse attached. The couple's story is real, but not sovereign. The couple does not create the truth of marriage. They enter the truth of marriage before God. AI must not turn the couple's story into private truth. It must not invent emotional details. It must not create vows the bride and groom do not actually own. It must not flatten the bride and groom into generic romantic characters. The bride comes as an organic female image bearer before God. The groom comes as an organic male image bearer before God. They are embodied souls with histories, families, wounds, hopes, bodies, habits, faith, and calling. AI can organize words about them, but it cannot minister to them. For the one wedding officiant, AI may help you avoid a clumsy structure, but do not copy and paste a ceremony without careful review. For the ordained wedding officiant, AI may become a helpful drafting assistant, but every draft must be corrected, theologized, humanized, and made covenant-centered. For the church staff minister, AI use must remain under church doctrine, pastoral oversight, and biblical clarity. For the chaplain, AI use requires extra caution. Hospital, hospice, correctional, military, elder care, and crisis settings often include private and sensitive information that should not be pasted into AI tools. For the life coach minister or romance officiant, AI may help organize vow questions or follow-up resources, but it must not hide danger, coercion, immaturity, or unresolved crisis under beautiful language. A simple rule is this: use AI for assistance, not authority. Let AI help with organization, not interpretation. Let AI help with wording, not truth. Let AI help with editing, not discernment. The Christian wedding minister must remain prayerful, biblical, human, present, and responsible. Technology serves wisdom. Personalization serves truth. Beauty serves covenant. The ceremony serves Christ.